Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The cost of buying a home in Massachusetts has soared during the pandemic. It's been especially severe on Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard due to an influx of people trying to escape COVID and a summer season that now stretches well past Labor Day and into October. As WBUR's Wilder Fleming reports, the vineyard's already limited housing stock has all but dried up.
The year-round population on Martha's Vineyard had already been growing for years, but when the pandemic hit, a slow stream of newcomers became a flood, and it's had consequences.
The housing crisis that we face and we've continued to face, which is now escalated because of COVID and the increasing property values, has made it at critical mass.
That's Cheryl Andrews-Maltese, chairwoman of the Wampanoag tribe, whose ancestral lands lie in the town of Aquinnah. Aquinnah's year-round population grew by more than 40% over the past decade, and the island's five other towns have also experienced double-digit growth. According to the 2020 census, the vineyard's year-round population jumped to over 20,000 when the supply of affordable housing was already stretched thin. When the pandemic hit, hundreds of families who usually just summered on the island stayed there for the winter, and the median home price passed $1 million for the first time. For the locals, winter rentals dried up. Andrews-Maltese says some people have been sleeping in their cars, camping in friends' backyards, wherever they can find a place to spend the night.
There's no year-round housing, absolutely. Only a couple of towns have maybe one unit, and it's weekly rental or for the month. So our tribal members are being forced to move off the island, and not just our tribal members, families that have lived on the island all their life, and some for generations.
You know, we try and make light of it and say, we want to move away. We don't like it here anymore. Is that why we don't feel so bad about having to leave?
Nuavake Knight has lived on the island her entire life. She's one of five children, raised by a single mother in Vineyard Haven. She says she and her husband, a painting contractor, have been thinking about moving somewhere more affordable for years. The surge in new residents and housing prices convinced them it's time to go.
You know, before maybe we could still dream of being able to afford a teardown at $400,000, but now a teardown is $900,000.
The Knights and their toddler have been living rent-free on the summer estate of a Manhattan family in exchange for managing the property. Knight admits they lucked into a very good situation, but depending on the goodwill of her employer is just not a long-term housing solution.
This system kind of feels like a gilded cage these days, so we can't really, you know, make enough to do anything but work.
Now, the Knights have put money down on a house in western Massachusetts, where the cost of living is much lower. Knight will be the last of her siblings to leave the island. Even long-term residents with stable housing are feeling the effects of the crunch.
When the median home price goes over $1 million, things change permanently. And it's, you know, it's heartbreaking. And it is the end of an era.
Laura Silber built her house in the town of West Tisbury 23 years ago and has lived on the island since 1991.
We had this really thriving, vibrant arts community. Young people would come here and you really could live here very reasonably. It was just wonderful.
There are also practical consequences. Silber and others say teachers, healthcare workers, and other professionals routinely turn down job offers on the island because they cannot find a place to live. Wait times run months for essential services, plumbers, auto mechanics, even veterinarians. Ariel Feria, an administrator at the Edgartown Affordable Housing Committee, notes that commuting to the vineyard isn't realistic for most people.
It's an island. We don't get to go to the suburbs. We can't do that. There will be no police officers and nurses and teachers and everyone, your gas station workers. How do you do that? How do you do that without housing people?
Faria and Silber are both members of a coalition trying to create a Martha's Vineyard housing bank. They're working with groups across the state attempting to fund affordable housing through an additional tax on high-end real estate transactions. In the meantime, the island's six towns are trying to work together to solve the housing crisis. Jeff Crystal is a select board member in Tisbury.
I think we have a lot of people who are very dedicated to the cause of finding a solution, and not just the housing bank. I think we have our affordable housing committees that are doing it. I think we have planning boards that are meeting and discussing it regularly. We have selectmen who continue to push the agenda forward in all towns.
Crystal says he supports the Martha's Vineyard Housing Bank, along with relaxing some zoning rules to build more housing. But it's unclear how soon those efforts could help. Laura Silber says the rest of the state should take notice.
The islands are like the canary in the coal mine. I would advise other towns in Massachusetts, like, please don't wait till your median home price gets to $1.3 million, because you have so many fewer options once it gets here.
Still, Silber has high hopes for legislation on Beacon Hill that would enable cities and towns around Massachusetts to start housing banks of their own. But even if that moves forward, communities probably wouldn't see dividends for several years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Wilder Fleming.